If we listen to the world the way a microphone does, it would sound something like this.
Is this the dream step?
That's because a microphone treats every sound in a crowded room the same way. Luckily, our brains filter out voices we don't want to hear so we can focus on just one. Scientists call that the cocktail party effect. Now NPR's John Hamilton reports that researchers are finally beginning to understand how the brain does this trick, thanks to new research on birds and bats.
Birds don't spend much time at cocktail parties, but Frederick Tunison of UC Berkeley says they face a similar auditory challenge.
Take a walk in the forest, it's clear that these animals are very vocal. And sometimes when there's large groups of them, it becomes a cacophony of sounds, just like when there's large groups of humans.
And just like humans, some birds need to pick out just one voice in the crowd.
In the species that I study, the zebra finch, they make lifelong couples, and it's very important for them to recognize their mate. So they do a lot of call and call back to be able to stay in contact and also to kind of reinforce this kind of social bond between the pair.
Tunison thought there must be brain circuits in a zebra finch that filter out unwanted sounds. So his lab began studying their brains while the birds listened to audio recordings. They heard a familiar song all by itself, and the same song buried in white noise.
We kind of knew before what the responses were going to be to the songs alone. And so we were looking for brain areas where we would get a similar response when the song was embedded in noise.
And they found some. In these areas, there were individual brain cells that acted like a dog waiting for his master's voice. They wouldn't respond to any other sound. Some of these cells also scanned relatively long stretches of sound, which allowed them to pick out a particular vocal feature.
So it's able to detect that this feature was there, even though there's noise that's corrupting it.
We probably do something similar when we're focusing on a guy with a nasal twang on the other side of the guacamole dip. Another explanation for the cocktail party effect comes from bats. They tend to live in large colonies that make a racket when they fly out of their caves at the end of the day.
Basically, we can think that the bats have a cocktail party every evening, right?
Jag Kanwal studies mustached bats at Georgetown University. He says bats have to contend with two streams of sound. The first is from the echolocation noises they make to navigate and hunt mosquitoes. Much of that sound is beyond the range of the human ear, but to bats, it's as loud as a jet airplane. And amid that roar, Kanwal says, bats need to detect another stream of sound that they use to communicate.
And the communication sound usually is only one or two or three utterances, and then it's gone. But it's very important for the animal to detect, because it may be, you know, I love you, or get out of my way, or whatever, so you don't want to lose that opportunity.
Kanwal's lab found brain cells in bats that actually did a better job detecting communication sounds when there was a lot of background noise.
So it's like somehow the system is designed that, in fact, in its natural setting, when there is so much noise, somehow the communication sound is even louder.
A closer look showed that these special brain cells were doing two things to cut through the noise. They were telling other brain cells in the area to stay quiet, to stop responding to the background noise. And at the same time, they were amplifying their own response, so their voice would be heard above the din. Kanwal says the next step is to figure out if cells in the human brain do the same thing. The research on birds and bats was presented at the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego. John Hamilton, NPR News.
More stories just ahead on All Things Considered.